Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel has launched our 16th annual Friend or Foe Christmas campaign, and as part of that, we have the Naughty and Nice retail list for 2018. You're going to want to check it out before you do your Christmas shopping, either online or in the stores. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, we started the Naughty and Nice Christmas campaign some years ago, when it dealt with, and still does, the issue of Christmas in public places as well as in private, for example, workplaces in private employment. But then we also added the Naughty and Nice list. And that came about, Holly, a number of years ago when you couldn't find a Christmas tree anywhere. All you could find was holiday trees. And yet it's a Christmas tree.
Right.
Everyone knows a Christmas tree when you see it, but they wouldn't call it a Christmas tree. They renamed it to holiday trees. And it's at that point in time we launched the Naughty and Nice retail list. And so we have that now up on our website at lc.org. So I encourage people to check it out when you are shopping for Christmas this season.
You know, it reminds me of when President Trump became president, and one of the first things I think he said was, "We will say Merry Christmas." And that's, you know, this is about Christ. This is about his birthday. And for retailers to try to say that, well, this isn't politically correct, we, you know, say happy holidays or nice seasons to you or whatever. But there are those that are courageously talking about Christmas and promoting it because, granted, they're making profit from it. So they need to celebrate that it's about Christmas and not about happy holidays or something like that.
And we want you to help us out because we want you to check out the Naughty and Nice list on our website. But there's a lot of other major retail stores that are national, and we want to put them on there, ones that you have encountered. And what we want you to do is when you're going into these stores, let us know if there is any reference to Christmas or if there not any reference to Christmas, or when you're shopping online or when you're looking at catalogs. We need to have your input because we understand that you make a difference, and that's how these Naughty Nice lists have made a difference. In fact, if you look at the nice list versus the naughty list, the nice list is longer than the naughty list, and it wasn't always like that.
Yeah, that's some a good sign.
Some of the companies on the nice list are Bath and Body Works, Best Buy. Best Buy has not always been on the nice list.
Right.
It was at one time on the naughty list, and now it's over on the nice list. Dillard's is on the nice list. There are so many others that are on the nice list.
And, you know, I think a lot of that happens, Matt, when people respond and they call and they contact these companies and say, you know, you need to support Christmas. You're making money off Christmas. You need to celebrate Christmas. So it does make a difference, our voices, you know.
It does. The Home Depot is on the nice list, and it started off as being on the naughty list.
Right.
It was one of the main big offenders, so much so that the cashiers, when you would greet them as you're checking out, this was before the electronic, but you still have real people there now still doing this. You would say Merry Christmas and they would return Happy Holidays, and you would learn that they were told by their corporate and their management they couldn't even use the word Merry Christmas, even if the customer initiated that greeting. Well, we put them on the naughty list, and people around the country made a difference. You made a difference.
That's right. Who wants to be naughty, right?
Yeah, so what we want you to do is check it out. There are ways on here for you to contact these individual companies. Some of them have emails, some have phone numbers. But also what we want you to do is when you're shopping, if you're in a store that acknowledges Christmas, don't go away from that store without letting somebody know that you appreciate this Christmas carols that
absolutely,
you hear.
Absolutely, absolutely.
As crazy as it sounds, the fact that they actually have Christmas trees. And don't take it for granted. Believe it or not, I'm telling you, you couldn't find a Christmas tree. you could only find holiday trees.
Or nativities, if they carry nativities. Like
nativities.
You have some stores that carry nativity scenes, like Kohl's. That's one of my favorite, actually. And they carry Christmas decorations, Christmas clothing, Christmas kitchen and dining, Christmas bed and bath, Christmas jewelry. And they do have things with depicting nativity scenes. So I think that's important. And to commend them on that.
Yeah, that's good. And they use the word Christmas prominently.
Yes.
And they're already doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get closer to the Christmas season, but we're approaching Thanksgiving. So the day after Thanksgiving, and I know some of you are already shopping. I know the men out there, you still have a lot of time left.
Hey now, don't be gender specific here.
Well, it's just the way it is.
Yeah.
But the fact is that the day after Christmas, that's the big shopping. Black Friday is what it's called, obviously. Not for me, but...
I don't like those long lines. That's not worth
but
it.
But for many people it is, and for retail stores. And, of course, a lot of you are doing your shopping online.
Sure.
But it still makes a difference here. Dick's Sporting Goods, for example. I don't patronize Dick's Sporting Goods. And the reason why I don't is because they have always been on the naughty list.
Yeah, they've never
recognized
Christmas.
I don't patronize
Christmas.
Them during Christmas. And I've decided not to patronize them throughout the year. If they're that biased against our fundamental faith and values,
right,
then why do I want to give them one red cent?
Right. But, on our list, you can go on there, see the phone number, give them a call, say, aren't you tired of being on the naughty list? Don't you want to recognize the real reason for the season? Academy Sports and Outdoors, same thing. They're also a sporting store. They're on the naughty list due to their lack of Christmas references.
Yeah, and so what you have is also this flip-flopping Walgreens. Walgreens goes back and forth between the naughty and nice list, more often on the naughty list, but this year it's currently on the naughty list. The store refers to the term holiday frequently and only has one reference to Christmas on its website. Find out what they are doing inside their stores and let them know. If you just don't patronize them for this reason, they're not going to know. If you patronize them notwithstanding what they're doing, then they're not going to change. The only way they're going to change is if they know that you're going to shop at their competitor. And Walgreens has a competitor. They're on every opposite corner of Walgreens, at least in our part of the country. And wherever I see it, there's a Walgreens, there's a CVS, there are other competitive stores. Radio Shack. Where is Radio Shack this year? Radio Shack is basically...
Is that still in business?
I'm not even sure if it's in business anymore.
I think they went out of business.
I think it is.
Maybe because they were so naughty.
And they always were on the naughty list.
There
always
you go.
On the naughty list. So I always told people, don't shop at Radio Shack. Go to Best Buy because you have an alternative. You can get your electronics there as opposed to Radio Shack.
Right. You have The Gap, which is also on the naughty list. They don't have any references to Christmas or any biblical elements, and they've kind of oscillated back and forth. But again,
I don't think they've ever oscillated.
Have they?
I don't think
no?
Gap has ever been on the nice list. Huh. Ever. And in fact, they're part of the Old Navy. I don't think Old
Banana Republic.
Yeah, they're yeah. all part of the same management. The J. Crew Outfitters never been on the nice list. Never been on the nice list. In fact, in one of their places in Virginia where they actually manufacture their clothing, they don't even use the word Christmas when they have a countdown to it. As bizarre as it sounds, they would say 10 days to the 25th, 9 days to the 25th, not 9 days to Christmas. And then they would get after the 25th, and it would be the day after the 25th.
But, that's their biggest profitable time is during Christmas. So they should recognize that and appreciate it as well.
They ought to be sensitive. They talk about, being sensitive and diverse. But when it comes to our Christian faith and values and the fact that we have a federal and state holiday reminder that's called Christmas, and yet they won't celebrate it? I mean, that's not ignorance. That is absolute hostility, and right. You can see that on the naughty and nice list. Mm-hmm. Make your shopping dollars count. I can tell you over the years, they have made a difference. Walmart was one of the big ones that was on the naughty list. Now it's on the nice list, and it switched after the first year when we implemented this because they heard from people around the country, and Walmart got the message. And they have never gone back to the naughty list after that. So go to lc.org, and also you can learn more about what is permissible with displays and Christmas carols in public places at Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Remember to pray for the ministry and go to our donate page where you can pledge your regular and ongoing support to Liberty Counsel.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.